Renee Wachter will be the ninth chancellor or president to lead UW-Superior since 1896, when it was Superior Normal School. She says the northernmost UW campus has a unique student body of almost 3,000 students. More than half of them are first-generation students, and 87% receive some kind of financial aid.
They're fabulous. They are hard workers. They've got a lot of challenges. This is not easy for many of them. The environment they come from or the circumstances that they're encountering. And I admire the dedication and tenaciousness that they have in pursuing college and sticking with it.
UW-Superior is working with area private and technical colleges to make their class offerings better suit today's job market. But Wachter says it'd be a mistake to downplay the importance of a liberal arts education.
It's those kind of skills, when we know that the technical knowledge is going to expire, that really are helping students learn on their own to be able to face jobs and careers and circumstances that we can't even envision right now.
Even though Wachter has been on the job at UW-Superior since last July, she says the inauguration is a bit like getting married.
It has that same kind of excitement around it, and I think the campus has worked extremely hard to put its best foot forward.
She replaces Julius Erlenbach, who retired in 2010 after 15 years. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.